restart here. A comment by ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe yesterday that his party, the governing party, doesn't have direct authority over the state. Mantashe was responding to a question on how the ANC planned to deal with the abuse of state resources to fight political battles. That was after the Sunday Times newspaper alleged that Cyril Ramaphosa used his wealth to prey on several women. And of course, the deputy president has been claiming that state resources were being used in an effort to tarnish his image. Political analyst Ralph Matecha joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Ralph. So the ANC has no direct authority on the state that it runs. How?
Good afternoon, Clement. This is quite a concern when the ANC is making this kind of a comment, because we know that the electoral system that we follow in South Africa, which the ANC always emphasizes, we know it emphasizes the role of the party, where the party actually deploys people in government. A short while ago, we were having a case that was being dealt with publicly, Clement, which has to do with the motion of no confidence, where people have been told to toe the party line. So it is quite contradictory now to hear the Secretary General saying that the ANC has no control on the people who are in government, because the statement almost says that the ANC has lost control. It has got no recourse on the people that it actually deploys to government. That cannot be, and I think Mr. Mantashe will have to explain himself further here so that he can be understood the way he would like to.
And I mean, he seems to be suggesting that all that the ANC can do is condemn this abuse of state resources. But surely that's not enough. The ANC president is the leader in government. So there should be something practical that the ANC can communicate to its president, who's also a leader in government, to do something about this.
I think his position, or the ANC's position, if Mr. Mantashe is speaking for the ANC here, I'm assuming, and I think that position is very insincere, Clement. You cannot say when it's convenient that there is a party line, there need to be discipline towards the party. We have seen this recently, but when it's not convenient, when your members that you deploy are doing their own thing and are being recalcitrant, not be subjecting themselves to the disciplinary processes of the party, then you say that the party cannot do anything about it. It's very contradictory. Mm. It's insincere. And I think that it is up to the ANC as a party to actually discipline their members within the state. But the ANC has done this over a period of time, Clement, where whenever it's convenient, the party plays like a small pressure group that just has a few people in government, which is not the true picture, because the ANC is a big organization. It's a well-established organization with internal processes, and it should take responsibility for people it deploys to government, and their conduct in government need to be sanctioned both at government level and also at the party level. Of concern is also that the ANC itself at times seems to intervene with state processes, mechanism that unfold as a way of disciplining or as a way of meeting out a sanction against some of the ANC members who are in government, who are not doing the right thing at times.
Mm, so, I mean, so it's quite clear that then they're using this separation between the state and the party when it suits them, because remember, even with the mining charter, they got involved when there was some unhappiness in other parts of the sector. So we've been here before, Ralph. What does this say about the future of the contestation or the culture of contestation in the ANC?
Well, even if the ANC statement here is insincere, I do believe that genuinely they have lost control of their members in government, and the culture of contestation that we are seeing within the party, it's actually rolling out, it's being seen replicating itself in state institutions, where you are seeing state institutions being used for those party battles. And that is a concern, but the issue can be dealt with very simply, Clement. We do have the Inspector General of Intelligence. If some intelligence apparatuses are being misused, all that the ANC has to do, if the ANC feels that they cannot do anything about their members, all they have to do is just to support the functioning of state institutions, because there is a recourse within state institutions where these matters can be dealt with. And that is possible if the ANC doesn't intervene unduly within that, so that at least state institutions can be saved from internal wrangles that we are seeing happening within the party.
All right, Ralph Matecha, political analyst, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.